Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Delighted to be joined in studio this afternoon by Cathal Cully and his fiancée Rebecca Wilson. You guys are both very welcome to the programme. Thanks a million for joining us. In planning a wedding, something many of our listeners will be very familiar with, you are actually going to use your wedding as a campaign to raise awareness, particularly around autism and ADHD. And you're both with us today to tell us about the Different Minds, Same Heart campaign. Just explain this, Rebecca, first of all.
Yeah, so obviously we're getting married and we were both late diagnosed with autism and myself with ADHD. And, you know, wedding is about love and acceptance. So we really wanted to use that to kind of spread that message. But to also, like, you know, break the stigmas and challenge the stereotypes that are associated with neurodivergence, you know, especially with late diagnosed adults. So it was really just to spread awareness and education on all of that. True, obviously a day that we're celebrating together.
Yeah, the biggest day, I suppose, of your life, Cathal, too, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so the wedding's in 2 years' time, is that right?
Yeah, so it's February 4th, 2028.
Yeah, okay. And it's really about, obviously, you guys, you know, getting married and celebrating with your loved ones and your family and friends. But as Rebecca mentioned, you too want to highlight, you know, this campaign and maybe kind of deal with some of the misconceptions people have around autism and ADHD. What are those kind of maybe those misconceptions that people frequently have that are just totally wrong?
Yeah, so I'd say for myself, like finding out about 6 or 7 years ago, getting the official diagnosis, a lot of people seem to think you go in and you just tick a few boxes and you get a score. You actually meet a psychiatrist and a psychologist. You go through your whole childhood, your adulthood. It's very thorough. And once you do get the diagnosis, you don't really get anything furred. You don't get an advantage. It's also expensive. Mm. So I think a misconception is I see a lot of people getting like hatred online for coming out when they're late diagnosed. I don't think people realize like how much we've progressed in 20 years. There's more places to go to. There's more education in autism and ADHD. And again, in another 20 years, I think it'll be even better.
Yeah, it'll be further on. And I suppose in, you know, in talking about this as well, Rebecca, it really, you know, it kind of highlights the fact that people can go and get a late diagnosis. How beneficial was that for you?
For me, extremely. I mean, I didn't really kind of show any typical signs growing up. I tended to mask a lot. So it wasn't really on my radar. Then in my early 20s, I started having mental health issues with depression and anxiety. I had to take time off work and it was just kind of like a struggle for a few years. And then to finally have an answer to this is what you've been dealing with your whole life. But not only that, then you're able to go down routes of like therapies and coping mechanisms and techniques to make your life easier so that, you know, it doesn't get as overwhelming as it had been before. So for me, it's massive. And just to have that acceptance to kind of, you know, put a like not really a label, but like a name to know what's been happening. So for me, it's made so much of a difference.
Did you experience, Cathal, like, maybe was there a stigma associated with it over the years?
So like when I was growing up, first of all, I don't think people remember, like I'm 33 years old. Back then, wasn't really on people's radar the same way, especially.
Well, maybe it was probably, I'd say, it wasn't really spoken about publicly as much, wasn't it?
And when it was at times, there'd be rude words said or derogatory terms that, like, you could be put in a different class where, you know, it would hinder your education in the long run. Like, you're kind of a label, let's say, would be the word. You could put in a class where you won't progress at the same way. Yeah. When for a lot of people, there just needed to be adjustments met.
And that's it, you know, that can kind of help now to reduce that stigma. Did you find, Rebecca, do people treat you differently now that you've talked publicly about your diagnosis?
Yeah, definitely. It's almost like, you know, people kind of talk to you like a little bit differently as if they kind of, like, I know it's not intentional, but like might talk like slower, a bit more like you're kind of like a child. Whereas, you know, like what we're trying to highlight is that the spectrum is so broad and everybody experiences it differently. You know, myself and Cathal, like we've been together like 10 years and our experiences are both so different from each other. So it really is kind of like a personal journey and everybody's needs are different. So yeah, but then there's also been the flip side where people have really been really accommodating and helpful and just, you know, so nice, I suppose, in accepting it.
When did you get engaged, Cathal?
So we got engaged, I'm going to be in trouble now. It was December 15, 2024, I believe.
Yeah.
Thank God.
You believe? You're spot on.
Yeah, woo.
Yeah. And due to get married then, as you said, in 2 years' time. And I'm interested, like, when you talk about the campaign and your wedding day, how will that, I suppose, cater for like autism and ADHD when you take, like, what I suppose my guests at the wedding think different or notice?
Yeah, so we're going to have less lighting to suit ourselves and anyone else that it affects. We're going to have the music at times lower. We're going to speak to our entertainers named Scruffy Duffy, and we're kind of going to agree on, if we leave the room, don't be offended. We're going to have a quiet area. For myself, I'm actually getting a silicone ring. I've never liked the feel of metal or anything.
Metal, yeah.
So we're just going to try and make it accommodating to everyone. Like, we have people there that are blind, people there in wheelchairs. So it's going to be accommodating for everyone, just like if you'd a physical disability.
Yeah.
So mainly quiet area, lower lighting, less music, and just areas to go, like, just kind of recharge.
Yeah. I'm presumed, obviously, the wedding planners and venues and all are accommodating, Rebecca.
Oh, yeah. They've been brilliant. Like, we have our venue, like Seagrave Barns. It's literally private, so it's just ourselves there. And obviously, I've been taking, like, a lot of the planning myself. So, but they've been great, like, any requests and stuff. Very accommodating.
Well, it's fantastic to hear. Listen, I really appreciate you both getting in touch with us, you know, to highlight the campaign. It's Different Minds, Same Heart campaign. If people want to reach out to you both or get in touch, where's the best place to do that?
Yeah, so you can email projectdmsh@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Different Minds, Same Heart.
All right. Well, listen, we really appreciate, as I said, you both joining us in studio today to tell us about that. And congratulations. Best of luck with the rest of the wedding planning, and enjoy the big day as well. The email, if you want to share your own experience or story with us, like Cathal and Rebecca did, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.